through malachim that have both a voice and wings, as the word means, to natlin la, and they take your word. This is literally taking your word for it. They take your word, it comes out of your mouth, the word comes out of your mouth, and they take the word, and they do something with your word. In other words, your word became a thing. Lifal bepulasa besharsha ha'elyon ha'miyuchad la. And it does its particular pu'ula, which that word was created for. Who nasa bazek yivyachol shutafa yishol yoitzer bracious, and that's how man becomes a partner with Hashem. Livnois v'lintaya kama v'kama elamis, to be able to build the world. So let me just explain in my words what he's saying here. There's three pshatim in davening in general, and in Shmoneh Esrei in particular. One pshat in davening, simple pshat in davening, tefillah leoni kiyatov, and that's still a good pshat, no matter what we learn, that's a good pshat, that you need something, you daven for it, and Hashem, he hears you, he will help you, Hashem helps you. How it works, it's the most simple pshat is it works that Hashem is you're talking and Hashem is listening. That's a simple pshat. There's something in that which is even deeper. I just want to point out to you, and you probably have heard, that the Nefesh HaChaim himself writes in the Ruach Chaim, in this Pirush on the Ruach Chaim, that's on Pirkei Avos, and he says about Shmoneh Esrei, this is on the very beginning, he says, Torah, Now, avoida means tefillah, but avoida also means korbanos, avoida. So he says, klalei shel davar, this is Nefesh HaChaim in a different sefer, klalei shel davar shemiyoyim sheniskana, from the time that Shmoneh Esrei was niskan, which is the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, lehaya shnei tefillah shiyasu roshim shavah lemala. No two tefillahs are the same. Meaning not only my tefillah is different than your tefillah, but my tefillah mincha is different than my tefillah marv. It all does something different. Same words, different levush. V'shi'alu l'madrega achas. They don't go to one place. Ki mishuna b'zeh tefillahs hayoyim mitfillahs esmoki avar. Because you can't compare my tefillah of today to my tefillah of yesterday. V'hakol, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Ruach Chaim, hakol taloi b'tevois elu. And everything depends on, it's all in the words. And that's why you need a nevuah. And here's the key word. Means simply, simple to explain, that the words of Shmoneh Esrei, anybody could have written a nice prayer. A poet can write a nice prayer. Poets have written nice prayers, paitonim. But the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was something different. It was 120 zakenim, mehem kama neviim. There are prophets involved. What they put together is a selection of words, which have in it, according to the Ruach Chaim, every possible kavana that you will ever have to have on any given day. So one day I'm davening for health, next day I'm davening for somebody else's health, next day I'm davening for parnasa, I'm davening for peace of mind, whatever you're davening for, you will find it in that same group of limited words. Just words, we all know the words by heart, right? But it's when you'll need it, you'll find it in those words. It'll be there. That's the Nefesh HaChaim says. And this was the nevuah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, that they were able to come up with words that you can find yourself in. Everything is in those words. V'gam ha'godol shebehem lo hisig rak kifi erechai v'sharei shenishma. Avo b'emes hi gavoya yoyser mibinas kol adam. But he says it goes further, that the words are bigger than anything that we could understand ourselves. V'hi kosheres oylem ha'tachtoin be'elyon kemoi ha'karbon. And this is where the Nefesh HaChaim takes it a step further. So we have the simplest level is you talk, Hashem listens. The second level is that we need to understand the words of that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola are misakin, because in those words you can find every tefillah that you will ever need for all generations. And even within ourselves, it changes all the time. Different words, different kavanas for the same words.
Did you can find, or the Malacha thinks the actual word can apply it to where it belongs?
I believe it means you can find. Like if you need something, you say, hey, I never chapped that this is what it says in Shemoneh Esrei.
You don't have to find anything, just change the kavanas?
Yeah, the words are the words. I don't even know if you need to change the kavanah. I'm not even sure about that. I'm not. But the words go where they need to go.
So that, I mean, today there's like these sigurim that the kavanim bring out that have really what they have like by each word, or whatever. I mean, is that taking those kavanahs, that's something completely different?
I don't know, but let's hold off on that because maybe we can explain. Most of those kavanahs are, what they're doing mitzar of shemos. They're taking the Shem Yudke Vavke and the Shem Adnai and they're mixing it together to 81 till you get Midas Adin and Midas Harachmi. That's mostly what they're showing over there.
Yeah. Isn't there a concept also of not just the words but the time? Because we say Mincha is an Eis Ratzo.
Also true. The Chiddush is that you're saying the same words, but... I don't know, like if you say thank you to your friend in the morning, is that the same as saying thank you in the afternoon? Is it the same as saying thank you at night? Maybe I was different kavanas. One time I mean it, one time I don't mean it, one time you do exactly. Like it's different kavanas, but the Shemoneh Esrei is much deeper than that because it's in those words, because of the Nevuah, there are all kinds of kavanas.
But,
I believe you don't have to say it specifically. And in fact, I believe that the Mishnah Berurah says you should not say it specifically. You don't have to be Mefarat Hashem. Maybe you have to be thinking about it. This is a question. Let me ask the question that you're asking, you're both asking on a broader way. Do you have to have Kavan at all? Or is it something about the words? So according to this Pshat, let's call it Pshat 2, you have to have kavanah because whatever kavanah you have, you'll find in those words. So obviously, you have to have kavanah. But then, yeah.
What's imre pi behegyon libi?
Okay.
Is that the two aspects of what we're articulating?
Well, imre pi is without hegyon libi.
Right. So we're asking that Hashem somehow be mitzaref them according to what we need?
We're saying there's two things. I don't know about the mitzaref. We're saying there's two things. There's imre pi and there's hegyon libi. This is what I said. This is what I mean. Let's go a little further because instead of guessing, let's learn it. Avol be'emes. Then the Ruach Chaim says, and as I said, this is our segue to the Nefesh HaChaim. You got the story so far. So far is whatever kavan I have or I need is in there somewhere. You'll find it. That's a fact. Avol be'emes, he gavaya yoser mi binas kol adam. But the truth is, it goes further than that. It goes further than anything I could ever be mechavin. Why? Because he kosheris olam hatachtoin be'elyoin kemoi hakarbon, as if we understand a carbon. But apparently, what the carbon does, the way a carbon works, it's not just like I'm giving something of myself to Hashem, sacrifice. Sacrifice, that's how we always translate a carbon. What does the word actually mean?
Closer.
Karav. So what am I actually doing? And this is the key sentence that I want to explain today. There's the Shemayim, there's the Aretz, and the job of connecting the two of them. That's what a carbon does. Somehow or another, Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. Somehow or another, a carbon, and in our days, tefillah connects the Shemayim and the Aretz. That's different. That's different than I can find some kavan in here. Thank you, Chazal, for giving me the words. This is something different completely. Not thank you for giving me the words. I like my words better, or, it makes you wonder, like, what parts you can daven in English, or, what you can do in your own words. Ikar is your kavana, so do I really have to move my lips? What we're doing here, says in the third pshat gimel, is we're being mechaber, kosheres is the word he uses, kosheres, oilam hatachtoin, that's here, right here, be'elyoin, that's there, kemoi hakarbon. V'lo tishtane chasu shalom ad bias hagoyel b'mheir v'yameinu amen. See, if you look, the Gemara says, I'll just give you a Chazal example. The Gemara says that they were sitting the Anshei Knesset, after the Anshei Knesset's Hagdolah, and I said, we need to have a bracha for the Birchas Aminin, La Malshinim Al Tisikva. We need to have a bracha. Klum Yesh Adam Sheachal Lasakin Birchas Aminim. Isn't there anybody here that can be Masakin Birchas Aminim? The Gemara says, Shimana Pakuli. It was with all the Chorban and everything. After the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they forgot the Seder of the Yud Ches Brachas. Apparently, this was very important, the Seder. They were going by memory, and there was no such thing as a Seder. So they were going by memory, and somehow with all the Gullus, we needed it. So somehow, Shimon HaPakuli, Shimon the cotton picker, he knew how to be Masaderet. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, in Yavne, isn't there somebody who could be Masak and Birchas Aminim? We're having serious problems with the Romans here. Somebody should be Masak and Birchas Aminim. And Shimon HaTzadik was Masak and Birchas Aminim. Shmuel HaKan, not Shimon HaTzadik. Thank you. Shmuel HaKan. I knew that was wrong. Shmuel HaKan. Got the shin. Shmuel HaKan, the same one who said in Pirkei Avos, bin fol ayivcha al tismach, that if your enemy falls, don't be happy. So only he was the one who was able to be masakin of a tefillah keneged the enemy. That's Shmuel HaKan. If you look at the same passage, the same story in the Zohar, so one of the Tanoim speaks up. You could skip this when you're reading the Zohar. He says, isn't there anybody who could be masakin the Birchas Aminim? So one of the Rabbanim said, yeah, my wife could do that. It's a funny Zohar. Like, well, it was a big deal, like, to learn how to hate the... So again, the Bali Musar all say, you know, yes, but it has to be a Shmuel HaGadon that's going to do it. But here we have something much deeper, that it's not that who knows how to curse the Romans. That wasn't the question. The question is, who knows how to be misaking new words that can be makasher, the Shemayim and the Oretz? That's a whole different geschäft here. I mean, being makasher, the Shemayim and the Oretz, which we need to explain. What does that mean even? But like the words are, and that's pretty much where the Ruach Chaim, that's the Ruach Chaim Volozhin's Pirush on... Pirkei Avos ends that. Then he says, Ayin Nefesh HaChaim, and see this before, Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. So there's more to learn, but it starts really in Perek Yud. Makasher Shemayim Va'aretz is a whole different idea. The idea is, and I'm going to say it in one paragraph, then we'll learn it inside, that the Shemayim is complete. The Shemayim is perfect. It's not Hashem's creation, it's Hashem's world. Hashem's Shemayim is complete. The Aretz, where we live, is bedafka not complete. Because this is a whole new idea of Hashem, as much as we can understand it, that Hashem created the world, and he created Adam and Chava, and he put them in the world. La'avdo u'lashamer, you make it work. So the idea here is that the world is completed, is created bedafka chaser. It's bedafka missing. This you have. Just realized this morning. This is Mefurish in Rashi. Rashi says in Bereishis, Eila told us Hashemayim ve'aretz bihi baram. Okay, Hashem. 6 days of creation went by, and Hashem created everything. But the grass didn't grow. Let's talk about after the whole. The grass wasn't growing. The trees weren't giving fruit. Terem. Terem, Rashi explains, means nachnisht. Terem yebaretz. Choleisav asada terem yitzmach. I get mixed up by the word terem in modern Hebrew. Because if I call, let's say, the printer, and I say, is the book ready? Terem. Yes or no? I got it. It was terem. But terem, in the Chumash, Rashi tells us that it's not ready yet. Why? The reason why there's no fruit and there's no grass is because it never rained yet. There were sheshes, you may brachos, but there was no geshem. If there's no geshem, so then there's nothing that's popping up out of the ground. Why? Va'adam ayin lavoidas adam. Because man wasn't created yet. So says Rashi, umatam loy himter, that he's explaining the pasuk, ki loy himter, umatam loy himter, why hasn't it rained yet? I mean, if you're going to create plants, water them. Where's the rain? The answer is, lefisha adam ayin lavoidas adama. Says Rashi, vein makir betuvasan shel geshamim. And there was nobody, let's understand this the wrong way for a minute, the way everybody understands it. Adam, there was nobody there to be makir tov, to appreciate rain. Ukishaba Adam, now man came into the world, man stepped onto the stage, and he says, where's all the plants? Where's everything? Oh, it has to rain. V'yada Hashem tzarech lo'elam, hismalil aleihem v'yardu. So he davened for rain, right? Geshem, he davened for Geshem. Mashiv aruch, amir de Geshem. V'tzamchu elonais v'adushamim, and everything started to grow. This is the significance of our tefillos Geshem. Tefillos Geshem is, the rain is simply waiting. It's in Shemayim, everything is shalim, but the rain is waiting for Adam to daven for it so that it will start raining. Why? So I don't think makir betuvas and shel geshem. Let's look at it differently. That I'm going to give a couple of metaphors, which you're not supposed to do, but it's easier for me. Don't want to mix metaphors, but I will. The when man was created, Adam, Chava, us were created. Adam was the CEO of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I created Adam to see what the world needs, walk around, see what the world needs, like you're the new CEO of a company in Tel Aviv. Walk around, see we're not going to do anything. You walk around, you're the CEO, walk around, see what the company needs. And that's what we'll do. We'll do it this is instead of man being created, Kitzalmenu b'dmuseinu, Hashem says, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do it your way. And what you see that we need, ask. Ask, be mispalo. The Rashi says that nobody was around to be makir tov. What he doesn't mean is, like we say, a karsa type to appreciate. No, there was nobody that realized the benefit of this that would therefore ask for it. If you don't put in, right, probably at one point or another, we all worked in some kind of a corporate setting, even I did. If you don't put in the request, you don't get it, as much as it's important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the manager here of the world, so you need it, daven for it. So that's makir b'tuvas, and somebody has to appreciate it. Why did he do that? He did it because this is in Kabbalistic language, this is called malchus. Malchus is where ein melech b'lay am. Malchus is where it's not, as opposed to memshala. Ki l'ashem hamlucha u'moshel b'goyim. Ki l'ashem hamlucha means I'm a melech. Moshel means forced. Forced is you're in jail, you need to eat, I will decide, I am the Moshe. There are kings that way, there are prime ministers that way, there are governments that way, work that way. But if you live in a so-called democratic Western lifestyle, so it's from the people, of the people, by the people, to the people, of people, people, people. What's the union of the people? The union is that it has to be come from here. That's called Malchus. That's as opposed to Memshola. That's called Malchus. Ein Melech B'loy Am. So Hashem said, I'm not making the world stam because I'm bored. I'm not making a world because like we need another planet out there. I'm making the world because I want there to be Malchus Hashem.
How would Adam know what rain is even to ask?
Ruach HaKadosh. Nevuah. Smart. whatever. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. But the nakuda is that somehow or another he said there's something missing here. Seeds, trees, everything. Where's all the fruit you spoke about? Kol eitz hagan ochel toichal. So there's something missing. Yidam. So yidam for geshamim, and the geshamim came down. What that did at this moment was it completed a circuit. When Adam Rishon davened, that completed a circuit, and that was, as the Ruach Haim says, it was Mekasher, Shemayim Vaaretz. Rain is the best example, the most visual example of being Mekasher, Shemayim Vaaretz.
First time?
What? That was the first time of rain. The first time. First time was Mekasher, Shemayim Vaaretz. Maybe not the first time. Maybe the first time was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. So Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu blew a neshama into Adam HaRishon, which is good. Thank you, because I want to make a point. There's a mechanism here, and the mechanism is to use the neshama that was given to you to be mechaber and makasher the Shemayim Ba'aretz. And the neshama that was given to you is very, very special, different than a lion or an alligator. It's different because you're a medaber. Ruach memalla, as the Targum famously says. You're a medaber. So with your dibur dafka, you can be makasher shemayim va'aretz. You understand now what tefillah is? Tefillah is not just ask and you shall receive. And tefillah is not even I'll find my problems in that tefillah. That's all true. It's all true. There's nothing, no stira here. But there's another level that the Nefesh HaChaim wants us to understand. Rashi, the beginning of Bereishis, wants us to understand that you can use your dibur, that which is the expression of your neshama, you can use it for being makasher, the Shemayim Va'aretz, and therefore you get rain.
It's like completing a circuit.
You're completing a circuit. It's exactly, not like. It's exactly completing a circuit. And it's gewaldic, because what happens is that the shleimus of Shemayim brings a shleimus into this world. That's what the dibur could do. You see, you can understand why, let's say, Lashon Hara is such a terrible thing. Not our topic. Our topic today is not Lashon Hara. But why it's such a terrible thing? Because what you can be machriv with your dibur is much more than you can be machriv with a nuclear bomb. You've seen it. See it in history. You can see it every day. One word. You can really... It's unlimited what a word can do. You know, I mean, how many families and governments are destroyed by words? Not to mention simple relationships destroyed by words. Why? Because the koach of dibur is the koach haneshama. It's a very, very strong koach. It's a very, very deep koach. And if it's used for tefillah, your makasher shemayim va'aretz, you can use the same koach like everything. You can use the same koach of and be. And separate the Shemayim Va'aretz by using Dibur wrongly. It all depends on how you use the Neshama. Here's my mixed metaphor that I want to... You see, the mushel goes even deeper, because the Nefesh HaChaim is going to tell us, and we'll learn it inside, that it's not just somehow or another that the Dibur is Mekasher, the Shemayim Va'aretz. That's the beginning. But, and it's not just that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola understood somehow how your tefillah will be found in there. You could find yourself in your tefillah. No. Every word of tefillah goes to a different place and does what it's supposed to do to be Masakein, the Shemayim, and complete the circuit to the Aretz. So if you say, Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei Rufa, or if you say, Rufa'enu no Hashem v'nei Rufa, so okay. What's the difference? Ashkenaz, Sfar, Nizachari. The reason this is a big deal is because, Bekatan, it's not a big deal. I mean, so you say this way, you say that way. Hashem understands it. We all know that. The Chazal say that, there was a Amoritz in a shul. Chazal say this in the Medrash, Amoritz in the shul, and he couldn't say a ch. Like a lot of people can't say a ches, ch. So he was singing on the top of his lungs, Nafshenu Hiksel Hashem. Yeah, I'm beating my nafshenu hiksel Hashem. I'm being maka as Hashem, until everybody was laughing at him. The Chazal say, until the Chacham came in and he said that if it's kavan, I call hoylechacher kavan asalik b'seder. Hashem knows what he means. That he means hiksa. But that's not the right way to do it, right? I mean, that's
Hegel Libby.
That's the Hegel Libby. That's where I'm going with that. Is the Hegel Libby b'seder? Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdoi. Understands that you're leaving. But let's say if you want to do it, but you're not going to get a job for NASA if you can't say a ches, Like you have to, if you're talking about being makasher, I mean, okay, we're sorry, we Rachmanus, Hashem has Rachamim. But if you're talking, but Imre Fi means he's going to explain that every word actually goes to a different place. Let me tell you something that I'm just like blown away by. Like, you know, when we eat. So eating, it's interesting. Like every drop of food, the Neflos Habore, and this is scientific, not saying, knows exactly where to go. It's a pellet. I mean, I don't think anybody argues this is not like if you're some kind of a health nut or something. The Metzius is that when you eat, so every drop of food you eat has a certain amount of X vitamins and X nutrients and fiber and all kinds of and carbohydrates and whatever it has, and it gets turns into blood, right? And the whole body is working on glucose and blood. And these nutrients are traveling through the blood, and they stop off and give what it needs to give through insulin, through whatever mechanisms that the body uses. It goes exactly where it needs to go. So the kidney sitting there's like, can you pass the vitamin B12? So it finds it in the food, unless of course you don't eat foods that have those things, so now your body is chaser. You really don't need to do anything but eat the right food. I mean, that's the probably. I mean, I'm not a probably if all is well. I mean, if you eat the right foods, everything's okay. You know, but the problem is when you eat either wrong stuff's got no place to go, so then you get like one of these, or if you eat the right stuff, it goes the right place, and it shouldn't be too much, and it shouldn't be too little, and it should be the right things. And if you're really, really a chacham, and you've studied the biology and how what your body needs, or if something is particularly deficient in your body, so you need to eat that thing, and the blood will find it and take it there. If you have chas v'shalom something, some kind of an illness like diabetes or something, where those nutrients are not getting into the blood properly because you're insulin resistant or something like that. Well, I'm not giving a class in medicine because I don't know anything about medicine. What I am saying though is, I mean, it's just biology 101. You're a doctor. Do you agree with everything I said?
Yeah, you're just throwing the supplement in.
Yes.
You just properly, you won't need a...
Unless you need supplements to do that. But but fair enough. Maybe we don't have the right foods. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
that infant takes calcium from the mother's teeth if it doesn't get it.
Exactly. It'll take what it needs. It'll grab what it needs. So too. Okay, that's not to itself. Like we can be a Rav Avigdor Miller here and just be dispelled from this all morning long. But that's not my point. My point is that the words of Tefillah, says Rav Chaim Volozhin, and I'm just saying it outside before we see it inside, move it before. Every word knows exactly where to go. Every word knows exactly where to go to create a shleimus in the olam hasel yonis, vis-a-vis how it will come down and complete the circuit in the olam hatachton in which we live. So that's the when the process, when the circuit is complete, do you know what that phenomenon is called? Shalom. Amavarech es amo Yisrael b'shalom. Shalom is from the word shalem. It means the circuit is complete. We've finished davening. We've gone through the Yud Ches Brachas and the Lam Al Shinim. We got that in there too. And now we say Sim Shalom Tovu Avracha. We've done it. We've been Mechaber and Mekasher, the Shamayim with the Aretz. Now there's Shalom. The peace, what we call peace, is a manifestation of the shleimus that there is in the world. That's just like taking your temperature. I guess it's a symptom of shleimus. Ad kedekach, it's such a good symptom of shleimus that it's called shalom. That's called shalom. But everybody knows shalom means hello, goodbye, blah, 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 blah. shalom means everything, right? So shalom, why does that shalom mean everything? Because it all comes from the word shleimus. And when the Kohanim bless us every morning here, we're zocha here in Eretz Yisrael, v'yaseim l'cha shalom. That's the end of the whole tefillah. We've just completed Shmoneh Esrei. We've completed our avodah of tefillah. and v'yasem lecha shalom, let there be shalom. So the whole thing ends with shalom. In the words of Chazal, in Pirkei Avos, ein lecha kli machzik bracha k'may ha-shalom. That's a kli machzik bracha. So in defining our terms, what let me just tell you what I just told you. There are three ways and three different levels of understanding kavanas ha-tefillah, particularly Shmona Esrei. One is that speak, ask, and you will be answered. The second one is that you could find your particular tefillah in the tefillah. But the third one, which is so emes and so gevaldik, is that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila knew how to find words that are going to break through the heavens. And they're going to nourish the shlemus of the Shemayim. And this is, and therefore create shlemus in this world. This was Adam bringing rain. I would imagine he didn't just say, hey, he knew let there be rain, right? But he knew the words. He knew how to be mashlim. Adam, he knew how to be mashlim. So,
but doesn't our behavior also makev the tefillahs? As we could say all the right words, but depending on our
kavana.
No, depending on our actions, it could be that Shemayim isn't going to send down to you because you're not roy, you're not fitting that. So you can say it's all shleimus. It doesn't just automatically go because I said the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. There's a whole piece of how we act down here that is it going to come? Is that reciprocal relationship going
to? So let me then wait till Thursday to learn inside because to begin to answer this very important question. That of course there's machshava, dibur, and maisa. We're talking about dibur. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. We're talking about ruach. The avodah, the pulchan of the rucha. Pulchan of the rucha, the worship that's done through ruach, dibur. That's what we're doing. Let me give you another term we've maybe spoken about in the past. One more term, and then I think everything will go smoothly. Ratzon. Ratzon. Ratzon Hashem. How do we translate Ratzon Hashem? Hashem's will. Ratzon, we all know what Ratzon means. In the vocabulary of Tanakh, it doesn't mean will. In the vocabulary of Kabbalah, it doesn't mean will. Posei chesedecha masbi'a l'chol chai Ratzon. What does that mean? The prayer would be very nice and complete if it would just say, Poseach Yashadecha, Umaspia Lechol Chai. You see, the Mekubalim, when they say the Pasuk, they open their hands. Poseach Yashadecha, Umaspia Lechol Chai. Ratzon, explained, it's already in Chazal. Ratzon is the actual chashmal, as the Navi calls it, the actual chashmal, which is coming from Shemayim to the Aretz. Ein davar oimed mipnei ha-ratzin. We also have ratzin, but ratzin, when we talk about the ratzin Hashem, think about it more as than like it's just like shalom is not peace. There's a deeper part to peace. Ratzin is not will. It's the actual juice of the creation. It's called ratzin. It's the actual juice of the creation. So we say, Poseach Yadecha Maspia L'chol Chai Ratzon. You know, shoot that gas in here. That's what Ratzon means. Every time we talk about Im Yirtzeh Hashem, what we're talking about is let it flow. Let the Ratzon flow. So Ratzon, look at it more as a as an energy. Called Ratzon, which is coming into this world. Now we say Poseach es Yadecha Masbi'a L'chol Chai Ratzon, and we need to be a kli for that Ratzon. So now, if we're a tzibrach and a kli, so what happens is that you can complete the circuit, but the lamp is broken. Like that's a different story. Like everything is going well, but the appliance that you're using is not able to process the electricity and do what it's supposed to do with it. This is an internal problem with us. So that's the world of mice, and that's why everything has to be synced up here. You know, so something's not working. Here we have a Bucky here. Your refrigerator's not working. First place you look, me, fuse. Make sure that there's electricity coming through. Second thing you look at is it plugged in? the third, and I'm usually okay after that. the third thing, I mean, the truth is the first place I look is if I paid my bill. Then there's another thing of tikkun adam, machshava, dibur, umaisa. There's the tikkun adam which has to take place. So right now we're not talking about, but we're talking about like nothing happens. The grass doesn't grow and the trees don't grow if there is no rutzim. If there is no rutzim, and the rutzim is that which circulates from shemayim va'aretz and shemayim va'aretz. It's so interesting because Chazal say ein davar oimed mipnei harutzim. So what does it mean? If I really want to win a marathon, I'm going to win the marathon. It's not true. I mean, I don't think that Chazal were talking about willpower. I think what ein davar oimed mipnei harutzim is that if Hashem creates the rutzon to be able to do something, it will happen. And if he doesn't, it will not happen. And how do you get this rutzon running? You get the rutzon running mostly through tefillah, through dibur. And for this, let's just look at the, let's just read a little bit just to get the flavor. Ruts. It's the same, same word. You know, in the whole Menachos and Zvachim talks about Ritzui HaKarbon. Ritzui HaKarbon. And it's all about whether to smoke. Yeah. Ritzui. You've taken a carbon and you've created something which goes up to the Shemayim. It's easier to understand deeper than it is to understand. But the actual Asham goes to the Shemayim, Reach Nechayach LaHashem, and then comes down in a certain way. It's the it's like a rain cycle. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, Ki chol teva mea tefilo eishal eze bracha, hi ha'oila l'mala mala ayidei mari kalin v'gatfin. We say this in Uvalitzin, a makablin dein min dein v'amrim kadosh v'shmei meroima. They're makablin one from the other because every malach has a different job. Lifo pulasa b'sharsha ha'alyen ham yuchad la. And this is where I gave the digestive system as an example. Lifo pulasa, the different malachim, imagine this, take the different words that I say, and they put it exactly in the right place for the Bria to work. And what do the Malachim do if I evaporate junk, Lashon Hara, into the Shemayim? So either there's no place to put it, or it's a Makalkil, right? You're putting diesel into a gas, you're messing up. A person at this moment, Adam Arishan by the rain, becomes Shutafai Shal Yotzer Breishas. You're a Shutaf. I'm doing mine, you're doing yours. That's us. Live nice, Valintoya. We can build, we can plant. Kamo v'kamo Olamos. How many Olamos in Shemayim that will then come down to this world? Like it says in the Zohar. Kad bnei nach, I have it here in mine, maybe you do too, in Targum. I'll just read you in Hebrew, it's easier. Omer Rav Shimon l'chaverim, just read in Hebrew. Ashrei chelkenu, how lucky are we? Shel yoinim v'tachtoinim, heim b'haskama l'sayelanu. When it's so good, when the higher worlds and the lower worlds work together. This is from a man who lived in a cave. Zeu should be arua bale mishnah she'adam ha'mishtadol ba'avoidos ribonoi, that if a person does the avoidos Hashem, kol ha'briyoi shel olam heim b'siyuai, every briya in the world is at your service. You're the CEO. K'may should be arua kol olam kula le'nivra el l'tzavis l'tzavis l'zeh. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that if you are taking the position of management in this world, la'avda, la'shamra, you're taking that position with your tefillah, with your mitzvahs, with your ma'isim. So what happens is that the whole bria is going to work for you. Everything's going to work for you. The animals, the weather, everything's going to work for you. Afilu srafim v'chayos v'ifanim, even malachim, lo nivru ela l'sayeyoi. So the whole world's helping you. However, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if you're talking shtus when you daven, Shadam Maitzi Havalim V'Diburim B'Tfilasai. Kama Oifais Paiskin Kamfeim U'Piem L'Kabal Oisam. Zeo Shenemar, it's a pasuk in a pasuk, Ki Oifa Shamayim Yoylich Esakol U'Baal Knafayim Yagid Davar. You see, I tell you what this means, that there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rabbi met Antoninus. And Antoninus started to talk. And Rabbi said, shh, don't talk. It was a private meeting, don't talk. So he says, nobody's here. I have guards outside, I have guards, nobody's here. And you know, like Antoninus, like when he finished his meetings with Rabbi, he went outside to the guards and he killed them. That's the way they used to do things. So Rabbi said, "Apasaki oifa shemaim." You know, people will hear about it. Yeshas naim lekoisel, oifa shemaim yirlich hazakol. You know, like they say, a little birdie told me. I heard a tweet. Oifa shemaim yirlich hazakol. The pasuk is referring to that every word that we say, and this is what Rabbi meant. Every word that we say is taken by a malach and taken into the Shemayim, and it's going into his place. And what you talk, whenever you talk, whenever you say something, it creates a different energy which is going on in the whole world. Rabbi Antoninus, Godel Hador, and a Roman emperor, governor, are talking. We got to be very, very careful. Rabbi was Madrichim. We have to be very, very careful with the words that we say. See, it would be a good thing, like somebody like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would have a conversation with President Trump, let's say. But you have to be very, very careful, because the words create a certain energy. Ofa Shemayim Yelech Hazakol, huh?
Reality.
Yeah, a reality. V'noytel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zon Zayar. Noytel HaKadosh Baruch HaDvarim Alalu U'boinei Behem Olam. He takes your words and he builds worlds. Shenamar bihem ki kasher shamayim hachadoshim v'aretz hachadosh asher ani oisem v'soid ha'dover ba'asim dvarai b'ficha v'tzel yodi ki zisicha it's a pasuk lintaya shamayim aliyaseid oretz lemer l'tzion ami ato. There's a lashon of the Zohar that I put words in your mouth and I put actions in your hand so that you can create the shamayim v'aretz, you can be miyaseid oretz v'lemer l'tzion, and you can finally say t'tzion your shalayim Amiata, I'll be able to say, you are my people. Whereas that's what the Beis HaMikdash does. It connects. So it says, the Zayar al Tikra, Ami Elohimi. It's not just, you are my Shutafim. You are my partners in this. B'shutfis. So the Shutfis, this is what we need to understand. The Zen Zayim for today, that the Tefillah, according to the Zayar, and according to the way Nefesh HaChaim is explaining it, accomplishes the circuit to flow. And see, last night I was walking home from shul. Friday night was it not last night Friday night I was walking home from shul, and a man came over to me from the street and said, can I tell the Rav a joke? Yeah, I didn't know him. Can I tell the Rav a joke? So I said, okay, tell me a joke. So this was the joke. The joke was, he says, there were two electrons walking down the street. And somebody came to him and said, you know, you're two electrons walking down the street. Are you sure you're creating energy? So one of them said, yeah, I'm positive. Okay. Some malach on Dolev. Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah. So the joke was for today's learning that everything is going around in this circuit, and you know, we're positive, you know, like we're positive to evaporate the energy.
Then you see you need some negativity also, don't you?